Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me? How do I take care of mom? How do I make wise decisions? How do I figure life out as we get older? How do I deal with a 900-pound gorilla that's in the room? Guilt. How do I deal with nursing homes? How do I deal with assisted living? How do I deal with placement agents? How do I deal with discharge planners at hospitals? How do I deal with placement planners? How do I deal with all the baloney that goes on when we're dealing with someone who's older? My name is Bob Scrivano. I've been doing this show for 20 years here on KFBK. And just to let you know, as we get started, I'm not in a good mood. I've been on the phone for 2 days with AT&T trying to get my Wi-Fi fixed. And it's still not fixed. And they tell me that service people have been to my door, actually. But I was home. So any of you who've ever had to deal with AT&T or any major cable company or any of that kind of stuff, you right now will understand my frustration as I start this show. It's like talking to the wall, isn't it? Trying to find somebody at any of these big companies anymore who gives a you-know-what is really, really, really hard. From banks to, oh my gosh, I'm trying to deal with a bank right now on behalf of a client, and I wish I could tell you the bank's name, but not only are they incompetent, they're rude. And they don't care that, never mind. It's just been one of those days. So bear with me. I've been gone for a week or so on a little vacation. Went to see a grandchild, had a good time. Long airplane flight. That's a story for another day. My voice is a little hinky today, so bear with me if it sounds a little strange. And just to make it more fun, I don't have anything to talk about. I mean, you reach a point after 20 years of being on the radio and talking about the same subject that you reach a point and you just go, I don't have anything to talk about anymore. I've talked about all this and people aren't listening. So I don't know what to talk about today. I moved to a pre-recorded show a couple years ago, and today is one of those days that I wish I had a call-in show, because then people could call in and say, Bob, talk about this. So I don't have anything to talk about that I haven't talked about before, so I'll talk about what I've talked about before, because I think it's important. First of all, let me give you a little information. My name is Bob Scrivano, as always. That's my name. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should talk to an attorney, preferably one that knows what the you-know-what they're talking about. And there's a lot of them who don't. There are a lot of them who do. There's also a lot who don't when it comes to long-term care issues. I have a California insurance license. I have to tell you that not because of any reason other than there's a law that says if I have an insurance license, even if I'm not selling you insurance, I have to tell you I have a license, because I might secretly pass you an application through the microphone and have you sign it. But anyhow, I have to tell you that in California. I have a legal document assistant license just renewed and recorded in Sacramento County, California. Happy days for that. What else? That allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And I have a lot of listeners, and I have a free newsletter. There's going to be my free newsletter. Changes are coming, and they're going to be for the better. You're going to want to be a part of the change, because this change is going to give you direct access to me, direct access to answers to questions, direct access to, on a daily basis almost, if you want to, It's going to be very exciting. Direct access to videos, direct access to all kinds of things, on all kinds of subjects. There's going to be a subscription program that's going to give you access to things that no one else on the planet Earth will have access to, from videos on every subject related to long-term care that you can think of, and probably some that relate to other subjects that you can think of. And I'm really excited about that happening, so you're going to want to be on my newsletter list. You're going to want to follow this show. You're going to want to come to my workshops. My next workshop is what? September? What is it? I got to find it. Here, I'm just back from September the 1st. At my offices here in Sacramento, it's limited to 15 people. They're about half full right now. There's a 10:30 and a 12:30 session. They're both the same. They're both half full right now. If you've never been to one of my workshops, you'll want to be there. It's not like anything you've ever been to before. Ever. I had people just drive down to see me who drove 6 hours to come and see me because of what we talked about at that workshop, and they would have not have done that, and that's after driving 6 hours to come to the workshop. So it's not like any workshop you've ever been to before. You're going to hear things you've never heard before. We're going to talk about things you've never heard talked about before. All of them related to long-term care issues. So, where do I want to start? Here's where I'm going to start. When someone dies, everybody talks about... I decided to talk about this, and these are some of the notes for a new book I'm thinking about. By the way, if you don't have my book, you should get it. If you want to get my book, it's $20. How do you get it? You call me. I'll get some information from you. You'll send me a check. I'll send you a book. It's $20. It's as simple as that. It's called Navigating Frailty, and it's terrific. It's terrific. If you want to know how to deal with the issues of aging, that's where you start. And again, you can always call my number at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. And you can call my number, and you can get a hold of me, and all that stuff. Or you can go to my website and send me an email. My website is assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there, and you can get information. Pardon me. You can send me an email. I told you I was losing my voice today. And you can get my book. Or you can sign up for a workshop on my website, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me 800-999-8007. Okay, you got a pencil and paper out? You're going to need one. Not if you're driving, please. Please, not if you're driving. Please don't get it out if you're driving. Okay. So, my next book I'm thinking about right now, if I have time. You know, I'm 73 years old. If God willing, the creek don't rise, I'm thinking about my second book, and my second book will be on post-death planning. There's a lot of stuff written on post-death planning. There's all kinds of estate planning attorneys out there and CPAs who talk about post-death planning. I want to talk about something that I've talked about before, but I want to talk about it in more detail during this show, if my voice holds up. And it's simply this. All the stuff you're going to have to deal with for post-death planning, you're going to have to deal with, for the most part, if somebody gets sick or has a stroke. Plus, you're going to have to deal with a whole bunch of other stuff. So let me just go through some of the stuff. Imagine for a minute you, your dad, your mom, whoever it is, has had a stroke. And the stroke failed. So the stroke didn't kill dad or mom or whoever. It just made them an invalid for the rest of their life. Imagine you're a brittle diabetic. And you've been a brittle diabetic, you've had a couple minor strokes, and now they're telling you you're going to have a leg amputated. By the way, not uncommon in people who have been long-term diabetics. Not uncommon. Imagine your 85-year-old mom has fallen down the stairs and broken her hip, broken her femur, broken her pelvis, and we now have all kinds of you-know-what breaking loose. And I can go on with the list, Parkinson's, dementia, all that, but imagine. Now, who's in charge? It's a really simple question. Who's in charge? When you come to the workshop, if you sign up for the workshop on the 1st, one of the things we're going to start talking about from the very, very, very beginning, from the minute you get there, is who's in charge? Who's in charge? Well, my eldest son. Why? Why is he in charge? Well, he's my eldest son. Okay, have you put him in charge? Does he know he's in charge? Do your other children know that he's in charge? Does anybody on earth know he's in charge? Well, he has my power of attorney. Okay, is your power of attorney a springing power of attorney or an immediate power of attorney? We've talked about that before, remember? Everything I say here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. But you can look up the terms. A springing power of attorney is a power of attorney that usually goes into effect when you're declared incompetent. An immediate or non-springing power of attorney goes into effect the day it's signed. Well, if mom falls down the stairs and breaks her hip and breaks her pelvis, but she's not incompetent, are you going to be able to get letters from two doctors saying mom's incompetent? So I go back to my original question, who's in charge? Who's in charge? And it's the eldest son. Well, how do the other three children feel about little Jimmy being in charge? Is everybody on board with that? Are we going to have any family friction because of that? Remember, nobody's dead in my scenarios today. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? When somebody comes to my workshop, there's two questions they're confronted with immediately. Who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? The first question is, who's in charge? Who is it in your family? Who's in charge? If you have a mortgage, are they able to deal with your mortgage? Are they going to be in charge of the mortgage? Are they going to be able to go deal with that? Are they authorized to go deal with that? Are they? Are you sure? Are you positive? Are you 100%, 1,000% sure? What about property taxes? Who can go find out if you've paid your property taxes or not? Because remember, you had a stroke and you are not too sure where you are. What about insurance policies? Who's in charge of those? Who's in charge of your health insurance and your life insurance and your long-term care insurance and your Medicare supplement policy and your homeowner's insurance and your car insurance? Who's in charge? Who's in charge of all that? You have a pool? You have a lawn? Who's in charge of the guy that cuts your lawn? Does whoever you think is in charge, for now we're going to say it's your eldest son, does your eldest son know who the pool guy is and who the lawn guy is? Do they have their phone number? Can they call them and say, are you coming by today to clean the pool? Are you going to cut the lawn? What are you going to do? What about pest control? Do you have a pest control company? Who knows where that is and how they pay the bills? Oh, speaking of paying the bills, who's in charge of your bank accounts? Who's in charge of your brokerage accounts? I'm taking care of somebody right now. I'm helping take care of an estate. And I just got a check today. This person died from a brokerage company. Do you know how long it took me to get this check from this brokerage company? It took me 3 months. took me 3 months, and I was in charge all the way along the way, and it took me 3 months. They wouldn't talk to me for a month and a half. Who's going to secure the property if mom goes to assisted living, or mom is in rehab, or mom goes to the nursing home, or mom goes to a boarding care? Who's going to secure the property? Who's going to make sure? What if you have a home alarm? Does whoever's in charge know the who to call? Does he know the code for the alarm? Does he have the keys to the house? Does he have the keys to the car? Does he know where they are? Or she? We're just talking about whoever you picked. You got. I'm not picking who you picked. You picked. Hopefully you have documents that give somebody the ability to do all this, by the way. Do you have any other real estate? Then multiply all of the above by two. You got three houses? Oh, now you got renters. Oh, okay, you got renters. So who's going to collect the rent? Let me tell you a story. This is a true story. It's about me. A long, long time ago, my wife and I were living in another town. And we thought we would build a house. Our kids were little, and we thought we would build a house. We wound up moving to Sacramento, obviously, but we thought we would build a house, and we looked around, and we found a little, few acres of walnuts, and we thought that would be a great place to build a house. So we bought the property, and we were making payments to the former owner. Well, one day I found out the former owner died. What did I do? I stopped making my payments. Started sending my payments to my attorney and said, here, you hold these because I don't know who the new owner is. I don't know if there's a trust. I don't know if it was in joint tenancy with his wife. I don't know if his kids were on it. I don't know any of that stuff. So I'm not making any more payments until we find out who the owner is. Now, within about 30 or 45 days or something like that, His son got in touch with me, told me there was a trust. We sent a copy of the trust to the attorney. We found out that son was in charge, and I continued to make the payments on the house, on the mortgage. Bet you a lot of you never thought about that, did you? So what if there's renters? What are they going to do? How do you continue to collect rent if mom fell down the steps or had a stroke, or remember all the scenarios I set up, or dad has dementia? How do you collect the rent? What authorizes you to go collect the rent? I don't know. Is there an IRA? Do you know? Let's see. Wait a minute. Somewhere here in my pile of things, the same estate that I'm taking care of, I finally got a letter today from the bank. This person died 5 months ago. And I finally got a letter from the bank wanting to make a distribution, her annual distribution. And I have to tell them, I've been trying to tell them, it's a bank, I can't tell you the name, I wish I could. They're in the news a lot. I just now got a notice about the IRA. Well, I'm in charge. What if you're alive but you're not in charge? How does your son go deal, or your daughter, or whoever you pick to be? How do they go deal with your IRA or your 401k? And by the way, this could be a spouse. Ooh, wait a minute. Dad doesn't have automatic access to mom's IRA. Mom doesn't have automatic access to dad's IRA or his 401k. I'm using lots of different examples here. Apply it to your own life and situation and keep asking yourself the question through all of it, who's in charge? What about credit cards? Who's in charge to find out what the balances are, what the payments are? Are there regular monthly payments? For instance, on my credit card, because I like miles, I charge all my phone bills are charged to my credit card. Well, do you know that about your mom or dad or your whoever? All my house insurance is charged automatically to my credit card. Lots of things are charged automatically to my credit card. Lots of things, because I like the miles, because they help me take vacations. Do you know if those payments don't get made on those credit cards, what happens to all those automatic payments that were being made by those credit cards? They all stop too. So do you know who's in charge of your credit cards? And do they know what automatic payments are being made to your card? It's a huge issue. Are there VA benefits available or dealt with? I don't know, folks. Who's in charge? Not bad, 20 minutes for not having anything to talk about when I started. Does your dad have a broker? Your mom have a broker? Your spouse have a broker? Well, what's in the brokerage account? Who's got it? Who's there? Who's going to take care of it? Is good old Fred going to take it? Fred the broker? That's my own broker, by the way. Great guy. If you ever want a great broker, call me. I'll tell you about Fred. He's helped so many of my clients out, I can't tell you. But is Fred the broker going to take your son's call? What about savings bonds? Ooh, savings bonds. Nobody thinks about those, but lots of people still have them. What about savings bonds? Who's in charge of those? Remember, nobody's dead. What if we needed to cash in some of the savings bonds to get money to pay for mom, pay for her care or for dad's care? Who's able to cash in savings bonds? Do you know what a general pain it is to cash in savings bonds anyhow? Let alone mom's still alive and her name's still on them? Do you get my point? What if you have stocks? What if mom has stocks directly? You know, the actual stock. People still do have those. They don't have brokers. They got, 100 shares of PG&E or whatever they have, because they bought it a long time ago for the dividends. What if you needed to sell some of that stock to help pay for mom's care? Who can do that? Are you sure your power of attorney is going to let somebody do that? Are you sure? Are you really, really, really sure? What about bills and creditors? What about the electric bill? What about the telephone bill? What about the car insurance bill? You know how many bills come every month? It's scary how many bills come every month. I mean, it really is. So who can pay all those bills? I'm trying to deal with a phone company right now, a lady who's died. I can't seem to get them to understand that she died. Let alone, and I'm in charge, let alone trying for a child trying to go down and say, well, we want to cancel mom's landline because she's going to be in a facility the rest of her life and she doesn't need this landline or this cell phone anymore. What authorizes you to go stop the phone? Remember, mom's not dead. She had a stroke. She fell down the stairs. She has dementia. I hope you all understand where I'm going with this. The first question always is, who's in charge? When you call and sign up for the workshop on the 1st of September, you can call and sign up for either the 10:30 session or the 12:30 session. We talk about the same thing, but it is limited to 15 people. And when I say it's limited to 15 people, I mean it's limited to 15 people. I don't mean it's limited to 22 people. I mean it's limited to 15 people. Because that's all that will fit in the room. Both sessions are the same. You can come to the 10:30 or the 12:30 on Saturday, September the 1st. And the beginning question is an examination of this in your own life. Who's in charge? If you want to come to that workshop, call during the break. We can take a break in about a minute. You can call during the break, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. There's a link there on the homepage when you go there, and you can sign up for either the 10:30 or the 12:30. My office is on Watt Avenue in Sacramento. When you sign up, I'll send you a ticket with all the information on it. But we're going to start with that question. And if you don't have the answer to that question in 10 seconds, you have a problem. Who's in charge? Name that person in 10 seconds. And now when I say who's in charge, are you sure they have all the authorities that I just went through? So let's try it again. Who has all of the authority to do all that? You've seen it in writing. Who's in charge? We're going to take a little break. During the break, call me, sign up for the workshop, 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Lots more to talk about. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff. And we're going to continue the conversation here in a second. Let me give you my information again. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. It's a good opinion, but it's my opinion only. I feel better already. Those of you listening to the top of the hour is kind of grouchy. I've been trying to fight with a phone company for a month over just getting... You imagine what it's like in my business and I can't get emails and I can't get Wi-Fi? It makes life very difficult. And a major telephone company that has three initials is just... never mind. I don't want to go there because I'll just get more upset. And see, I was in a good mood talking about this stuff. Okay, I want to change... Remember, upcoming workshops on the 1st. We talk about that a little bit. I want to change gears a little bit. We've been talking about who's in charge. If something happens to mom or dad, who's in charge? And I mean of everything. I don't just mean in theory. I mean who's actually in charge. I want to switch gears a little bit here for the next 20 minutes or so. And I want to talk about money. But I want to talk about money not like you think I'm going to talk about money. Everybody talk. There's radio shows, TV shows, podcasts. By the way, speaking of podcasts, make sure you listen to my podcast every Wednesday. The last couple weeks I haven't been on because I've been on vacation. They've been replays. But every Wednesday at noon, do a live podcast. Every Wednesday at noon, do a live podcast. And pretty soon, can I have some videos up? Pretty soon, going to have a super secret subscription to which people who subscribe will get information that no one else will get. They will get access to videos. They will get access to newsletters. They will get access on a regular basis directly from me without having to call and get permission. And you'll be able to talk and ask me questions. You'll be part of a very elite group of clients. We don't have a name for them yet, you know, like the platinum client. I hate all that. Brass. Maybe they'll be the brass or copper clients. I grew up in Arizona, which was the copper state. Maybe it'll be copper. The copper level of clients or the, tin. When I was growing up, every sheriff, remember, wore a tin star. So maybe it'll be the tin level or whatever it'll be. I don't know yet. We're working on that right now, but it's going to be good. And if you've learned anything about this show and my books and stuff, I try to do things well and in a well-thought-out manner. So stick around and stay tuned for that news because it's being worked on right now. Now I forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh, I know I was going to talk about money. Everybody wants to talk about money. Everybody wants to talk about stock market goes up, stock market goes down. Interest rates go up, interest rates go down. And you make more money here. You go and put your money here, you make more money here. You put your money here, you get income for life. You put your money here. Okay, my view of money is really simple. Okay, here, you ready for my rules? Here they are. These are, pardon me, very deep rules. I'm going to take a drink of water. I have to make sounds during this, so the mic, the otherwise the silence alarm, it's called the dead air alarm, goes off. So we're going to make a quick drink. Making sounds while I'm drinking, so we don't set off the dead air alarm. Okay, here's my rules about money. One is, and this isn't my rule, this is the number one rule of the rich. Number one, never lose principal. If you lose principal, you can't replace principal. You can earn interest and get back to where you started, but that was interest. You can never replace principal, ever, 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 ever. You can never replace principal. Here, and my second rule of money is accumulation versus retention. Second rule is, am I in the accumulation period of life or the retention period of life? So which is more important to me about money? And should I be am I more concerned about accumulating it, or am I more concerned with retaining it? Which kind of goes along with rule number one, kind of rule number one and a half. But I want to differentiate between the two, accumulation versus retention. Accumulation versus retention. Simple rules, hard concepts. Accumulation versus retention. So when am I in the accumulation phase of life? And by the way, I've done up. I think there might be a section of my book on accumulation and retention. I don't remember. When we talk about this at the workshop too. Again, I talk about things at the workshop. You know, there's no free electronic devices given out, no free meals. It's called a workshop because I'm going to make you work and I'm going to make you figure this out for yourself, so that you know why you're doing it, not because some pamphlet told you to do it, or some shiny brochure told you to do it, or some free dried steak meal told you to do it. It's because you'll understand what it means to you. So, accumulation versus retention. All right. Simple concept. When I'm young, I'm trying to do what? I'm trying to accumulate enough money to buy a house. I'm trying to accumulate enough money to put my kids through college. I'm trying to accumulate enough money to buy a better house. I'm trying to accumulate enough money. Do you get where I'm going? I'm trying to accumulate what I can. I'm trying to accumulate more salary. And I have one other kind of rule, and which is written into all of this, is all I always differentiate between gross and net. So when I talk about money, I'm talking about what's the net amount you have, not the gross amount. My house is worth $800,000, $5 million, $12. Okay, what's your mortgage? Well, my mortgage on the million-dollar house is $1 million. So how much do you really have? Well, I have nothing, because my net is zero. So accumulation, I'm trying to accumulate. And I do the best job I can, but along the way, you know, you wind up putting two kids through private school or two kids through college, private colleges, or somebody has medical problems, or somebody needs to have surgery, or some, I don't know. My point is, you do what? You do the best job you can. You do, maybe you get an IRA, maybe you get a 401k, maybe whatever. You do the best you can. You come in and you're on the radio every week. You do the best you can to accumulate. However, remember, I said when people come in, there's two questions we always focus on. Who's in charge and how do we pay for it? So here's where the however comes from. However, when I wind up where there is no more income because I'm retired or whatever, I have to now move to another phase of my life called the retention phase. I can no longer have money at risk. I can no longer have money at risk. I can no longer have money at risk. So I see people all the time, and they remember, I'm not a broker, and everything I'm telling you is my opinion only. And I see people that are 80 years old, and I see their brokerage accounts, and they're in high-yield bonds. You know what another name, general name, is for high-yield bonds? Junk bonds. Or I see people that are in companies that are highly volatile. Highly volatile. Okay? Maybe really good over the long term, but highly volatile stocks. Okay? Or whatever it is. When we're facing long-term care, when we're facing 10 years of assisted living or 5 years of assisted living, when we're facing 2 years of home care, when we're facing all those things, then accumulation becomes everything. Accumulation becomes everything. It's going to pay for my future. Now, so whatever I'm in now, that you know, as you are, when you're done with your working life, whatever you're in, you really have to begin to look at the. Well, Bob, the broker told me that this is going to make me 12% return with complete safety. Have you guys ever heard of Bernie Madoff? He told people lots of things too. Nothing is forever. Nothing makes it, whatever it's making, forever. Times change, hairstyles change, paint colors change, cars change, and so do rates of return. Stock markets change. Any of you remember a bad stock market recently within your lifetime? We're in a really good one right now. God bless America. But we've also been in several really bad ones during my lifetime. I'm not telling you don't go do stocks. I'm telling you, think about retention versus accumulation. When you're in the retention phase of life, you're going to look to things that have fixed rates of return, that have little to no risk to capital, to principal. I don't know what that is in your life. There are lots of things that will do that. Lots of things. I don't care what the naysayers say. There are lots of things that will do that, from bonds to government bonds to really good corporate bonds to some kinds of annuities to some kinds of life insurance to some kinds of all kinds of things. Savings bonds. There are lots of things that somebody can do and preserve capital. Also, I think, along with preserving capital, is being realistic about long-term care. Being realistic about long-term care. Have you done everything you can to make sure that if you need care, that you understand, number one, the costs, number two, the who's going to be in charge, and what benefits are available to me? Do you really understand VA benefits? Do you really understand how Medicare works? Do you really understand how Medicare supplements work? Do you really understand how long-term care insurance works? You should. If you don't, talk to me. Do you really understand how Medi-Cal works? Do you really understand what programs are available? Do you really understand what you would have to do to access those programs? Do you really understand what you're going to have to do and what's necessary to protect and preserve what you've worked a lifetime for? Do you have a realistic outlook toward how you're going to do that? Or have you just said, well, you know, Bob, I've thought about this a lot. Let me go into my... I used to work for a company a long time ago that was headquartered in Dallas. And by the time I'd get off the phone, I'd be talking like this. And it would take me about a day and a half to quit talking like this. And I can talk like this easily. So, Bob, I've been thinking. And here's what I've been thinking. I've been thinking that I'm just going to die. And then, you know, I'm just going to one day wake up and I'll be dead. And Mildred, my lovely wife of 52 years, Mildred is going to live a few more years longer. And then one day she's just not going to wake up. And we're going to be fine. Now, if you're in that category, that was pretty good, huh? That was fun. I haven't done that in a long time. If you're in that category, then I can't help you. You shouldn't come to the workshop. It'd be a waste of time because you have it all figured out. It's what I call everybody dies healthy. You know, dad's alive. He drops dead of a heart attack. Mom lives 5 years and she drops dead of a stroke and it all goes to the kids. Then everybody's happy and everybody goes, well, that wasn't so hard. I don't know what Bob was talking about. However, that's not what's going to happen to most people. And you know people that that hasn't happened to. I know lots of people that that hasn't happened to. So what's your plan for your money? What's your plan to make sure that you've accumulated as much as you can? You've done as good a job as you can. What's your plan for retaining it? Everybody has a plan for you to spend it, to invest it, to put it somewhere, to manage it, some magical program. There's no magical programs, folks. Everybody's different. Believe me, if I knew what the magical program was, I'd own it and I wouldn't be on the radio because I'd be all set. I don't know what the magical one is. I don't know what where the silver bullet is. I don't know where any of that stuff is. I know you can work at it and I know you can get close if you try, but what's good for you is not good for your neighbor, is not good for the guy down the street, is not good for your Uncle Billy Bob. Everybody's different. So if you've reached the retention phase of your life, you're now no longer in the accumulation phase, you're in the retention phase of your life. If you're now in the retention phase of your life, then what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's your plan for that? How are you going to handle the retention plan? Well, Bob, you know, as I was talking earlier, Mildred and I, we've got a little nest egg put away, and we don't have to worry about it because, you know, we are going to die before we go into the home. And we've kept our little nest egg, and it'll be there for Luke and Jessica and Johnny Jeb. And it's all taken care of. Again, if you're of that frame of mind that there's no way this could ever happen to you, then I can't help. Nobody can help you. You can listen to all the radio programs, call to all the seminars you want to go to, and at the end of the day, you'll be just another tire kicker. You go from seminar to seminar to seminar, from idea to idea, idea, to kick the tires and go, well, that felt pretty good, but I think I'm going to go kick me another tire. And you'll never do anything about it, and you'll be one of the families that gets destroyed when the tsunami comes, and the tsunami being long-term care. If you've never had to deal with long-term care, then you cannot begin to imagine what it's like. I mean, you really cannot imagine what it's like. If you haven't had to deal with someone who's demented, someone who's had a stroke, someone who gets lost, someone who can't remember, someone who can't control their body, someone who has a serious neurological disease, muscular disease, you cannot imagine what it's like to be a caregiver to that person. you cannot begin to imagine what it costs to take care of that person. So I guess my lessons for the day were my lessons of the last 20 years. Who's in charge? And how are you going to pay for it? Do you really understand the who's in charge part? Do you really, really, really understand the who's in charge part? And do you really, really understand the accumulation versus retention of capital part? It's really, really, really important. I see people all the time with money in high-risk places. Well, Bob, I'm getting such a good rate of return. That's great. How safe's the capital? What do you mean, how safe's the capital? Well, how safe's the, you know, let's talk about retention for a minute. If you lost 20% of it, would that hurt? Well, yeah, that would hurt. How many of you are old enough to remember the last time we had a crash and how much money people lost in their 401ks and their pensions and all that kind of stuff? And everybody says, well, I made all that back plus something. Good. But do you remember how many people were really, really hurting when all of a sudden interest rates went from 5 to 6% on stuff to 0% on CDs, 0.25% on CDs? How many of you remember those days? All of you do. So retention of capital, retention of principal is really, 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 really super important. So on Saturday, September the 1st, at my office, right on Watt Avenue in Sacramento, I'll be doing a workshop. The workshop has two sessions, 10:30 and 12:30. 10:30 and 12:30. 10:30 and 12:30 on the 1st of September. You can sign up for either one. They're the same thing. There's not like two, part A and part B. It's the same thing. It's limited to 15 people per workshop. Both workshops are about half full right now. If you'd like to come to that one of those two workshops and really begin, notice that I don't call them seminars. There's no free electronic devices. There's no free gifts. There's not even donuts, folks. Because I want people to focus on the reality of long-term care and its solutions. And we're going to talk about both. We're going to talk about come prepared to work. Come with pencil and paper, prepared to work. I'm going to make you work. You can get to one of those two workshops by calling my office. My office number is 800-999-8007. Again, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. Assetsandaging.com. You can sign up there or my 800 number. Let me tell you why it's important to be prepared. When I left for vacation, I had someone that called me and had a parent in a nursing home. And I said, okay, don't do anything until I get back. I will file for Medi-Cal, but don't do anything. They're going to try to kick your parent out. They're going to try to do all that stuff. They're going to tell you that the parent can't stay. They're going to tell you that the Medicare days have run out. I wish I could name the nursing home, but I can't. They're going to tell you all that stuff. They're going to tell you they don't have any Medi-Cal beds. They're going to tell, which there's no such thing. They're going to tell you they don't have any long-term care beds. No such thing. They're going to tell you they don't have any beds. And I'm here to tell you, remind them that your parent is already in a bed. He said, okay, I got all that. I got it. Okay, so today, I got back in the office. There was a package from Medi-Cal, just as I had planned, for that client. And I called the client up and I said, okay, where are we? Tell me how we're doing. I've got a case number. I've got a worker. I've got all that kind of stuff. And he said, the 900-pound gorilla, which is guilt, got to my mom and she believed them and they forced my dad out of the nursing home. And dad went home. And I said, who's going to take care of dad? My mom. Can your mom take care of your dad? No. Then why did you let your dad go home? Because we didn't think we had another choice. I said, do you remember all the things we talked about? And he said, yeah. But I felt like we didn't have another choice, that they were going to, they made him go. Don't ever allow yourself, be armed enough with information to know that you will never let that happen to you. Now they'll never get him back in another nursing home. There'll be another tragedy strikes, something bad will happen, and then he'll be back in a nursing home. It's important you work at this and you know the facts and you know how this works so you don't become a victim. You keep your money. You keep what you worked a lifetime for. You make sure you know who's in charge and how you're going to pay for it. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or assetsandaging.com. Get signed up for the workshop on September the 1st. It's important. It's important you know. It's important you're protected, and it's important you're informed. 800-999-8007. We'll plan on seeing you next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.